Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Irresistible Attraction, a way of life. Irresistible attraction means that you naturally attract what you want in life without struggling, without seducing, without chasing after it. It's not about being handsome or having charisma. Irresistible attraction is about energy, your energy, attracting what you want in life, connecting with others so you can comfortably contribute your skills and special talents to others at home, at work, at play. Your audio program highlights the critical themes of Tulane's two-day seminar on irresistible attraction. Tulane Medana is a leader in the cutting-edge field of executive coaching. She helps individuals structure their lives so that it's much easier for them to attract the opportunities they want in life, both personally and professionally. Her clientele includes executives, public officials, entrepreneurs, and business owners nationwide, over the phone and through the email.
Oh my goodness, you guys haven't heard not a thing I have said. Oh my goodness, my phone was on mute the entire time. I apologize again. So let me go ahead and start off again what I was saying. I apologize about that noise that you guys heard, the people talking in the beginning. I never downloaded that. I don't know how it got on there. I thought it was classical music, so please forgive me for that. And I just want to say thank you all for your support and for your love towards this radio station for, you know, the Lord's gospel. And I just want to say thank you all for just tuning in today, because you didn't have to tune in, but you chose to tune in. So thank you again. And I just want to say thank God for the blessings that he's put in your life and my life, that he's continued to let us keep and not have taken from us, even though he could have. And I just want to say I love you all so much. And if we could all just bow our heads and let me pray right quick. If you're driving, don't bow your head. Just pray along with me with your eyes open, because I don't want to see anything happen to you. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you again, Lord God, and forgive me for not getting myself ready and not realizing that I was on mute the entire time. But I just want to thank you for this word, and I thank you for the words that you put in my belly, and I ask that you just allow these words to manifest and minister to each and every one of the listeners as well as their households, Lord God, and allow us to be more flexible for you, Lord God, so that we can spend more time and communicate and be more intimate with you, Lord God. Allow us to understand who you are and understand that why we should praise you each and every day. And I ask you to forgive us for the times that we have not spent time with you and we've made excuses. In your heavenly name we pray, amen. All right, today's word is going to be about flexibility, learning to be flexible, because God made us in a way where we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So it should be no excuse on why we have no time to make our lives flexible for God. So many of us have came up with excuses on why we can't go to church, why we can't even have church in our own home because we miss church, or why we can't pray for someone in need of prayer and actually sat there with them and prayed with them, or why we can't sit down and read our Bible. It's always so many excuses. And I feel like it, as many excuses as we come up with, if we had the energy and time to spend time with God, with, you know, as many times as we tell a lie or making up an excuse to why we couldn't have spent time with God or why we're not tithing and sending our offerings to God, I think that the bride of Christ, I know for a fact that the bride of Christ will be so much more stronger, you know? And we sit around and talk about it, but are we really about it? It's two things. Those things are two different things. It's two things, oh God, I done burnt that, but it's two different things in life, doing and talking. And I don't want to be the person that talks about God all my life and don't ever spend time with God? How can I sit up here and call myself a part of the bride of Christ and I don't even know this man that I'm supposed to be marrying? That's like walking down the aisle to a complete stranger saying that you want to marry them. Why would you want to marry a complete stranger? You have no clue to who he is. You have no clue to is he going to treat you right. You have no clue to is this going to last long. You have no clue about anything. When you are marrying someone, you want to know their background. You want to know, are they going to treat you and your family members right? You want to know if you get in a relationship with them for a lifetime, that the support system will continuously stay strong, if it's strong, that financially you both will not have to worry, even though God is the one that will be taking care of you both. The man is the one that's supposed to make the money, while the woman takes care of the home. Now, it's so many marriages where it's flipped around, where the woman takes care of the man and the man takes care of the home. I mean, however you do it, that's your business. I'm not saying that, you know, you're going to hell for that. No, I'm not. But we all need to know, if we're going to get into a relationship with someone, who are we getting into a relationship with? You got to spend time with that person. You got to love on that person. You want to know who that person is, the things that make them mad and the things that make them sad to the things that make them happy. You never just want to jump up in a relationship with just anybody. You got to know who it is that you're going to be having their last name. You know, and we are the bride of Christ. Christians are the bride of Christ. And we should be an example. And we all fall short. So don't say that I'm saying, oh, Jamaris said Christians have to be perfect, because that's not what I'm saying. We all fall short, but we also know right from wrong, and we know when someone is making up an excuse. And when God allows us to be put in a position, he gives you the gifts that you need to keep that position. He doesn't just give you the position and not hand you the gifts to go along with that. We need tools to handle any position that God gives to us. So when God says, you are my child, this job right here is going to be testing. You're going to have to deal with some trials and tribulations. You're going to have to deal with people coming against you. But fear not, because I am God and I gave you everything that you need. So there's nothing at all in this world that should come in between you and I. When I am your father, as well as the prophetess, evangelist, and the prophets, and the ones that God has just used to get this, if you're not in those religious areas where you feel like God gave you a gift, we all still have gifts. Some people use their gifts with music. They reach out to people through music. Some people play the piano. If they don't sing, they play the piano. Some people play the guitar. You tell comedy. That's your gift. You reach out to people some type of way. And if you're a child of God, you should never, ever say you have no way of reaching out to people, because there's plenty of ways to reach out to people. That's why God granted you that. You didn't just wake up and all of a sudden it was just on you. God said, no, I'm going to grant you this, because if I created you, I put everything in you that you have right now. Believe it or not, some people think, oh, I just woke up like this. Yeah, I being fly. No, God put that in you. So you got to remember that. If I can wake up and hop my hat behind on Facebook and tell everybody, oh, I'm going to get to this money. Let me go get to this money, y'all. Y'all have a good day. Well, guess what? Before I get to this money or hop up on Facebook, I can take time out to read the Bible. And that goes for everybody. If I can hop up on the phone to call my brother or my sister or my homegirl about my problems, oh, girl, he ain't acting right. Or she ain't acting right, my boy. She out here clubbing, hopping, and doing all of this and doing all of that. You got time to pray for your problems. You got time to talk to God. You'll never receive what you honestly want in life until you spend time with God, the person that creates everything that you want. If you want something in life, it's just like when you go to a bank. You put your money up in the bank, okay, or you get paid. Let's say you get direct deposit and you get paid straight to the bank. Anytime you want to go get that money, you have to go withdraw it. But you have to work hard for that money before you can even put it in your bank or before you can go withdraw it. So you can't just wake up and it just be up in there unless there's something, you know, somebody else just putting it up in there just because. But you still got to put out something for a person to do that. I don't care if it's a sugar daddy or what. You got to put in some type of work. And that's how it is with God. We have to work. We want things in our life. We want our relationships to get stronger, become bolder. We want our life trials to stop being so hard for us. Well, let me tell you something. They're never going to stop being hard, but God can give you strength. He can give you wisdom, mercy, and grace. And then he gives it to us each and every day, but you can ask him to favor you and add just a little bit more. But for you to do that, you got to take time to spend time with God and not just ask for favors, but actually put in work, talk to God, praise God, be intimate with God. Go and pray for someone. And don't just tell them you're going to pray for them. Sit down and pray with them. Grab their hands if they allow you to grab their hands. And if they don't, that's fine. But sit down and pray with them. You got to learn that God loves the intimate time that we give to him because we are his bride. We are the bride of Christ, and if you know someone out there is needing God but just don't know how to turn to God and you're just sitting around and not trying to help them, what is the problem? I don't want to say shame on you because I really don't know what the problem is. But if I knew the problem and I knew that you were just being lazy or you were thinking about what they was going to say or somebody else was going to say, then shame on you, yeah. Shame on me if I ever do that. There has been times where I've done that. So shame on me. Yes, shame on me. Hey, I tell you, I'm not going to preach about something that I haven't even practiced or went through. You know, we all go through times and troubles, and we think about what other people are going to think about us. I understand that. But still, it's no excuse. When you get into the gate, when you're standing there at the gates of heaven, are you going to be worried about what other people are going to think? You know, are you thinking about anybody else? No, you're thinking about yourself. How are you going to get into the gates of heaven? Is it your time to go there, or are you getting sent somewhere else? Either back to earth or either back going to hell, one or the other. You know, when I say back to earth, that's because the Bible says God will give some people a second chance. Well, he won't take them at that time, so forgive me for saying that. I confuse you. But he'll leave them there when he comes back the first time on his wrath, when he comes back. Some people will have to stay behind. And yeah, you ever seen that movie called Left Behind? If you haven't seen it, you know, you should watch it on YouTube. And it talks about everything, shows you. It doesn't just talk about it. It's a movie, but it's a really good movie. It gives you understanding. That's what scared me into actually following the will of God because I was playing around, you know. But like I said, you don't want to just put your time into anybody. You always want to put it into an important person in your life, and God is definitely an important person. He's someone that you just turn to each and every day, not just when you're going through a hard time in life or when you're thinking you need a blessing in life. He's someone that you should always call on, someone that you should praise each and every day. You know, so many times in this ministry, sometimes it can be really hard. It can be really hard because it seems like nobody really encourages you. Now, and my mom was my pastor as well, was talking to me about that, and I was feeling the same way. Like, dang, man, like, I be out here putting out so much work, like encouraging everybody else and doing the will of God, but don't nobody take the time out to actually, you know, feed into that ministry. Don't nobody offer to help you out. Is there something I can help you that can make this ministry strong. So many people say, oh, you're going to go somewhere, but they don't say, hey, can I help you to get somewhere in life? Because I see what you're doing. It's a very strong message. And I see, you know, as a young person, I know it can be hard on you. Nobody ever thinks about that. They only think about, oh, let me get my spirit fed. That's the only thing, but at the same time, I have to stop and I have to think about this. Whether people are feeding into me or not, that's not what I'm here for. God didn't say, oh, when you go out here and you praise my name, someone's supposed to give you a pat on the back. Someone's supposed to pay you for giving the word of God. Someone's supposed to do this. No, when I told you that you became my child, I told you this was a full-time job. And your pay is eternity of life, being able to get into those gates of heaven. That's what my pay is. That's what my pay is. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we all go through a hard time. Believe me, there's so many times where I don't even feel like ministering because I'll be all up in my feelings, but I have to stop thinking about myself. And I stop, and I'm like, okay, well, this isn't about me. This is about God's people. So I put my feelings to the side. And I say, you know, let me go ahead and minister to this person because you just never know. This might be a breakthrough for them. This might be the time that they need the most right now with God. And if I'm the only person that can really talk from God into them right now, then let me go ahead and do this because it might break a few chains. You know, we have got to stop looking for handouts. And the handouts is waiting on somebody else to realize who we are, what we're doing. You know, waiting for someone else to say, hey, I see you doing it. Good job. You know, hey, here go a few bucks or something. Go ahead and, you know, take care of yourself. You know, you're looking good already, but let me go ahead and help you out and do this. We got to stop looking for that. Because the more we look for that, the less you'll see it. The more you look for that, the more you look into people and you're not looking to God. So which one is it? Are you praising God or are you praising people? Because I said that my journey is to praise God. When I talk about God, I talk about God for everything that he did for me, all the good times and the bad times, the breakthroughs and everything. I don't talk about God to, you know, get people to realize me. There have been times where I have done that and I was wrong and God got me right real quick. That's when I was young-minded and dumb. But now, no. Now it's about God and God only. Because one thing about it, can't nobody else put me in heaven. Can't nobody else give me joy like how God gives me joy. Can't nobody else take care of my bills the way that God can take care of my bills. Can't nobody take away this body ache that I have in my pain, in my body. You know, the pains that go up and down through your body, and you're just like, oh, my God, this hurts so bad, and you're thinking about the pain, and you're not thinking about your healer, your healing that you're going to receive. But you got to think, you know, who is it that's healing you? And it's God. Well, you don't need to turn to your medication because God said, I got you. I got you. I can take care of that pain better than any medication on this earth, better than any drug on this earth, anything. God said, he got me. And he got you, too. We got to be flexible for God. There should never be a reason why you're not spending the time with God or reading your Bible. We all should know the Bible inside and out, but know who the author is even more. We all should know that on Sunday, it doesn't matter if it's just Sunday, that we should always spend time with God. We all should know that we should always give 10% of every earning that we get to God. We all should know that. But we act like we don't. Because why? We make up excuses. It's time to put the excuses down and put God to work, learning to use his name more, learning to know who he is more, learning to praise him even when you're going through a rough time in life, learning to praise him when you're going through a good time in life, learning to know who he is and why he died on the cross, learning to pray for people instead of always just praying for yourself and thinking about yourself, learning to give God what you have even if it seems like it's your last dollar. remember, God can double anything. He can triple it all. Stop worrying about the things that are not necessary to worry about. Only thing we all should have our mind on this earth is Jesus Christ. You might be worried about everything else, but you got your mind on the wrong thing. So what if you're going through a rough time in your family? You're going through a rough time in your marriage? So what if you're going through tough times in your body and all of that? You have to think about God and what God can do and how he is your healer, and he can heal from the inside to the outside of your body. You have to be flexible with God. Don't ask God to do something in your life if you don't even know who he is. How do you know that he's going to do for you if you don't even know who he is? So basically, you just turn into just anybody then. You don't even know who he is, because the only thing that you know is that everybody else done talked about him. So you think since everybody else done talked about him, you done turned to him a few times before, whatever. You think it's all good. Basically, you just turn into a stranger that you don't even know. You don't spend time with God. You don't know who he is. You have to know who this man of God, who this God is. Who is God? Why is God here? What is God doing in my life? Why am I here today? Why am I going through the things that I go through? Why is it that God wants me to praise his name? Get to know God so he can answer all your whys. Get to know him so he can answer each and every one of your whys. Otherwise, you're going to be asking why, to the day that you die. You'll never know until you turn to God. God is the beginning and the ending. He knows how your life is going to end, and he knows how it's starting. I don't know why so many people think that, okay, I turned to God, and God don't know what he's talking about, because if he did, I wouldn't be going through what I'm going through. God knows everything, boo. God knows everything. You're the lost one. And you need to be found. We must make time for God to know what's going on in our lives, to know what's going on with everything that's going to happen in our life. We have to know all of this. We can't just assume, because when you assume and you become confused with everything that's going on in your life, and when people try to come to you about, you know, encouragement, and they're just like, well, how do you do it? And you're just like giving them blah, 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 because you don't know how you're doing it until you get to know who God is, until you get to know who your healer is. Until you get to know all your whys. You can be on the journey of learning your whys, but you'll still know the answers, because God will give you the answers that you need. But you got to get to know him. Make time for him. You making time for yourself, your friends, your family members, that drug and that bottle or drink or whatever it may be, your pain in your body, those headaches, you make time for all of that. So why can't you make time for God? You got to be flexible. You got to be flexible. This isn't a time about you. It's about the bride of Christ and helping others to become a part of the bride of Christ. That's what it's about. That's why we're here. That's why God said he put us here, to help one another. He didn't say not just to help you. He said to help one another. Love your neighbor as yourself. Pick up your neighbor. Help your neighbor. Understand what's going on with your neighbor so that you can relate. And, you know, he ain't saying to go fix everybody's problems, because then you're trying to make yourself a god. But he's saying, help them to understand who I am so that they can know I can fix their problems, but you both can grow in me. That's what God is saying. But how you going to help your neighbor if you can't even help yourself, you can't even, you don't even know the answer to, you know, who God is. You don't know what's going on. You got to know what's going on in life. Don't nobody just want to live a lost life. Learn to stand up and stop falling so weak to every small problem. We all are going to fall, but there's times that we make ourselves fall. When God gave us the strength to stand up and walk, he said, stand up and go. Carry your cross by yourself daily. Carry your own cross. So he would not just have you carry your own cross without no strength. He going to give you the strength that you need day and night. Day and night, every single day. So if you're falling over and over and over again, you got to remember, you're the one that's doing that. There's times where God will allow us to fall, yes, so that we can get back up and notice our own strength that God gave to us. But God ain't allowing us to fall all of the time. You're allowing yourself to fall. And he's just like, well, hey, they pitying themselves. They got to learn, so I'm allowing them to learn. Hey, they're going to get tired of falling, and they're going to be like, you know what, God, I need you, because obviously I'm lost right now, and I keep falling, and you know, I'm having a hard time getting up. So, God, I'm just going to allow you to just guide me and stop trying to guide myself. You know, God hears you loud and clear. He hears you and I loud and clear, from the smallest little whispers to the loudest whispers to the loudest screams. He saves each and every one of your tears in a jar because they're very special to him. So don't think that you're not special, because you are special. You're very, very special. Just please take time for God. Be more flexible. Get to know who he is so that you can brag about him to your friends and brag about that joy that you have that they just can't understand. Even though you're going through the roughest times in life, you just have this joy like no other. God will do it. God will do it. If there's anyone out there that wants to be saved tonight or needing prayer, I'm going to go ahead and say a prayer for the ones that want to be saved and turn your life over to Christ. Just say this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask you to come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Forgive me for my sins. And make me new. I love you, God. And thank you for everything that you're going to do. Amen. All right, and we're going to say a prayer for the ones out there who are just needing prayer, or if you just need God to help you to be more flexible, say this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, forgive me for not being flexible. I repent. Teach me to be more flexible for you. Help me to know who you are and to become more intimate with you. I thank you for what you're doing in my life, for the joy that I have, the peace that I have, and the love that I have, and for building my foundation. In your heavenly name we pray. Amen. Thank you all for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Prophetess Jamir Griffin. May you all have a blessed night and have sweet dreams tonight.